Welcome back again to the Chasing Tone Podcast with Brian and Black Wyland.
That's me.
Black Wyland.
Mm-hmm. Or Blocke.
Blocke mm-hmm. Wyland. from the Tone Mods Podcast.
That's right? You got it. Yep, that's it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You listen to you're getting the best of you're getting two for one for your you know two for the price of one. I know that, you know these podcasts cost a lot of money for you, so we're bringing value and giving you two for the price of one. You get Chasing Tone and Tone Mob
all Look at the that. Same time, all at know? The same time, and your brain will likely not implode, but it might, and that's not really our fault.
We can't be held responsible for those instances. I'm sorry.
Nope. If you read the fine print in the show notes, you'd understand that. But Brian, so, I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I can continue to speak with you.
Why is that?
Well, you know, you've really been pulling the wool over everyone's eyes for a long time. You know, we thought you were a dedicated, you know, family man, took care mm-hmm. of your family and really was all about family. I mean, that's what we thought you were. And, you know, come to find out, you cut your own brother out of the Wampler family fortune. You cut Leslie Wampler out of the Wampler family fortune. Yeah. How dare you, sir? Shame on you.
You know what? And you know what's weird is I didn't even know I had a relative named Leslie Wampler. So, well, and everyone here is probably going like, what in the world are they talking about? So Anderton's put out a video, I think it was the Catapult or something today, or maybe last night, sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, someone commented, I'm going to read this verbatim. Hi, and his name, username is Mac. That's his username.
Yes.
He says, hey, it's Leslie Wampler here, brother of Brian. Just wanted to thank you boys for reviewing our pedals. We have some interesting stuff coming out for the NAMM show later this year, so keep an eye out. Hope to see you there, signed Leslie Wampler, Wampler Effects co-founder.
I mean, I just wish you would have told us about Leslie, Brian. Why are you keeping Leslie out of the picture?
Well, I was sitting there thinking, either like someone is really like, either this is a joke I just don't get, or someone is really delusional. Just on a whole nother level of delusion. Because I do have two brothers,
mm-hmm.
But neither one are Leslie. And that I know of. And they really don't want to jump into the effects game. No, not interested. No.
Well, you know, I'm finding all this very hard to believe. You know, I feel like you're keeping something from us, Brian. There's a Leslie Wampler crying for help on the internet, and I'm just astounded.
Apparently, it goes by Mac as well. So, you know,
wait a second.
You know, Mac's short for Leslie, I guess.
Oh yeah, if you look it up in the dictionary, Mac is definitely short for Leslie. That's all you got to do.
So I got to ask, why would someone post that?
I don't know. I feel like there's two or maybe three possibilities. The first one you touched on, it's a joke that you don't get, and I don't get it either. The other one could be the delusion. I kind of doubt that's the case. Cause like to be that delusional, you wouldn't even be able to know what a keyboard was hardly. my assumption is this some sort of like weird form of trolling.
I think it must be some form of trolling that I just don't get.
Right.
You know.
Well, to be fair, I don't really get the whole "your pedals are no good, kill yourself" kind of trolling either. That's kind of stupid too. So.
Yeah, I mean the go kill yourself thing that was started by a YouTuber, and then it like I mean, you know, there's been several things like that where people just, you know, it's not a serious thing. It's just, I don't know, kids and their sayings these days, you know?
Kids and their internets, you know what I mean? Am I right or am I right?
I don't get it, man. So, and I watched it. Of course, I responded like, I have no idea who you are, dude. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know. Were you feeding the trolls there, though, then?
I don't know. I don't care. You know, like I'm not going to respond back to it, and that's just like, uh-huh, you know, then I'm like, nuh-uh, you know.
Right. Either way, I did get a chuckle out of it, so I guess that did kind of make me laugh somehow.
I mean, it's got, now I think about it, it's got to be a trolling thing, because last time I checked, it had like 10 likes or something like that. And I'm like, what? I don't get it. What? Somebody fill me in on the joke. Somebody let me in on the joke.
Well, you just have to ask Mac Leslie about, I don't know. I can't. Leslie Wampler. That is an interesting, like, choice. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Where did you, I don't know. There's so much mystery here that we could ponder, but I think it's probably just a troll. So.
Yep. Unless you have more to say about that, I had another interesting YouTube comment as well.
Okay. Let's move on to that one.
It was a video that Travis did, I think probably a year ago or so. It was basically how to set your pedal order wall versus distortion, you know, kind of a general, here's what happens when you put a distortion after a wall. Here's what happens when you put a distortion before the wall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then one of the things Travis said, which I agree with, is there's not really like a right or wrong way. I mean, if you like it a certain way, you're not going to hurt anything. Do it that way, you know, but here's how we like it. And so of course, someone posted on there, like, I love how everyone's like, I know more than you do, which, I mean, that's, and there are people that do that, but sometimes people are just flat out wrong. So like, this guy says, there is always a right and wrong way. Sometimes you are more right than wrong, or vice versa. But with electricity and audio and engineering, there are wrongs and rights. Sorry.
What?
That's what I said. I was like, what the freak?
Mm-hmm. You know? I don't get, wait, so what? Sometimes there's more rights than wrongs, but not in this. I get, no.
It's more rights than wrongs, or more wrongs than rights, or more electricity than audio, or engineering and Pop-Tarts. I don't know.
And ooh, Pop-Tarts. I kind of want a Pop-Tart right now.
So, but I mean, like, really, like, if you look, I'm just like, okay, I could see where you're coming from. If you're in school and you're in guitar pedal class and they're like, generally people run it like this, because that's how they've been doing it for a while. And that's how most popular recordings are done.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it like the quote unquote rule. You know what I mean? It's just the way most people do it, you know,
mm-hmm.
like for example, you know, I've done videos before, of course, where, you know, it's like, I don't really care for overdrive or distortion after delay. I think it sounds better when it's before, but mm-hmm. there's some people who don't agree with that and they like it after. They like the sound of it and, you know, good for them. I mean, that's good. Do what you think sounds good. You know?
Well, it's just a matter of, does it get the sound you're trying to achieve? If so, then that is the correct way to run it. Like, exactly. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Because, like, for instance, this weekend, I did a snap, as the kids say, of a pedal, you know, set of pedals that I did, and it was a tremolo / reverb pedal, the Mr. Black Deluxe Plus, for those interested, and with a pretty aggressive reverb and tremolo setting. That was the first in my chain. Normally, that sounds like a huge no-no.
Yeah.
And then I ran it into the hologram arpeggiator, and then into the Meteor reverb.
Yeah.
That was my signal chain, and it sounded awesome. So it's not wrong.
You know, I don't have any of Jack's stuff.
It's pretty good.
I should hit him up. I mean, you know, I should. In fact, next time you see him, tell him I said hi. Ask him, you know, tell him I was wondering how he's been, and then maybe we can make a trade for a pedal or something. You know,
yeah. There you go. Maybe we'll see if we can make some magic happen.
There, yeah. I mean, you're right there. You're next door to him. You know.
Yep. So. And you know, we talk.
Are you his brother and co-founder?
Yes. I'm going to comment on his video. Hello, I am Blake DeVille, the co-founder of Jack DeVille
Electronics. We thank you for liking this video.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe I should just start commenting that on every video I watch. Like, no matter what it is, you know? It's like, I got this new drone, right? You saw my snapper chatters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should, go to DJI, which makes the drone, and be like, hello, everyone. I'm Mr. DJI as well. And I'm a co-founder, and I'd just like to thank you for using our products.
Yep. And just see where it gets you. You never know.
Maybe it's like this huge thing, and I'm just unaware. You know,
It could be. You know, maybe we're gonna stumble into a YouTube channel that has 4 million views of people who pretend to be co-founder siblings. I mean, yes. Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows at this point?
I say everyone listening should just do that from now on. Every video you watch, you know, post that you're a co-founder and thank everyone for watching the video.
Yep. Oh boy. So with all that said, we do have kind of a topic today. Would you like me to read that off verbatim or
that's up to you. You can either read it verbatim or you could read it unverbatim. I made that up.
If verbatim's a thing, unverbatim must be also.
Or ear verbatim, right?
Is that like the backwards of verbatim? So you have to read it in reverse?
It's like, you know, people say regardless and irregardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's ear verbatim.
All right. I'll buy that. I didn't major in English. Don't look at me. I don't know nothing about this stuff. I took extra PE classes too, Mr. Wampler. I'll have you know.
Gotta graduate somehow. Okay, let me
pull that up just a second here. Okay. So I'll read it. Somewhat. I'll read it unverbatim. Adam Justice wants to know, some pedal manufacturers sell voltage doublers as a way to increase the headroom on certain overdrive pedals. And I know some pedals increase the voltage in the pedal itself. Is it a coincidence that amps running at a higher wattage have more headroom as well? Or does input power affect the headroom on amps and pedals in a similar way? So...
Yep.
You tell me, because I have a theory, but I don't really know. So.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you want me to elaborate?
Oh, okay. Nope, just yep. That's good enough. And all right, thanks for listening to Chasing Tone. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to put it at a level that doesn't get too nerdy, because I don't. Mm-hmm. I know you like the nerdy talk, but I'm not a fan of spitting out the nerdy talk.
Okay. Well.
So your guitar signal, like when you play a chord,
mm-hmm.
what basically comes out of those pickups
mm-hmm.
and through your cable is an AC voltage. It's an AC voltage. Okay.
Alternating current.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, you know, when people talk about, like, when you look at, like, waveforms and stuff, it looks like a sine wave, sort of, you know, like ups, hills and valleys,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, if you're running into a 9-volt pedal, those op amps are, you know, running about half that voltage. And if, once you boost the level of that AC voltage, once you boost that guitar signal above what that op amp can spit out, I guess, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
it just clips it. It just distorts it. It clips the top of that waveform.
Mm-hmm.
And hence you get clipping. And, you know, using diodes, you can clip an op amp, but a lot of people use diodes to clip the waves either a little softer or a little different or sooner, you know. So you don't need as much gain, because with gain comes noise.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a mobile podcast today, and apparently a trash truck is going to back up into me. So if you hear beep, beep, that's what's going on.
Well, he's
going
to back up into you. I hope maybe you should, you know, not die, especially not on the air. That would just be awkward.
That would be very real. Very weird, rather. Very weird, not real.
It would be real. It would definitely be real.
So, okay. Don't talk. And you're going to park in front of me. Oh my goodness, dude. Okay. So tone talk.
Mm-hmm.
So doubling that voltage and that let's use the op amp analogy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to allow the signal to get bigger without clipping.
Okay.
What you'll notice in a nutshell, what you'll notice with a lot of circuits and with a lot of pedals that run at 9 volt and 18 volt.
Mm-hmm.
At 18 volt, it's going to be louder, and it's not going to have as much clipping to it.
Right.
Right. And some people call that not as much gain. It really has you know, as much if not more gain, but it's just not clipping as much there.
Okay, I got you.
Depending on how the circuits ran and all that, blah blah blah.
Right. What we know is gain. I mean, gain's right. Not gain as we know it as guitar players, but I follow you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, we call it gain, but it's a lot of times it's really not gain. You know, mm-hmm. Like, I mean, even on a tube amp, like you'll see like a gain control. And really it's not increasing gain, so to speak, because gain's running through those stages, like the same gain's running through those stages. You're just limiting the amount of signal that's going through those tubes. So, you know, increase the signal and you start distorting things more.
So
like in a tube amp or a JFET type circuit or anything with multiple gain stages, you know, you're boosting the signal. It might clip a little bit, but it's boosting it a bunch. And then it goes to the next stage, which tries to boost it even more, which then clips it more. Then it goes to the next. You see where I'm going here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and, you know, therefore, that's the multi-stage clipping type stuff. The multi-stage, multi-gain stages. I tend to think, I hate to say they sound better or more real. I don't think there is a better, you know, or more real. But, I mean, I think they sound probably a little more accurate, in my opinion, to your traditional op amp, diodes in there somewhere, tone control, go out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those are cool sounds too. I mean, like, for example, let me take like the old Marshall Governor or something like that, one of its many variants. You know, you got two different gain stages. So you're like really pumping a gigantic amount of gain there and then clipping all that. So the op amps are clipping, and then the diodes are clipping after that.
Gotcha. I'm following you.
So
this is just one form of it, but like the kind of classic thing that like Mesa is known for is their multiple gain stages, and that's how they get that like thick kind of sounding tone.
Yep.
But what you're kind of telling me is that is applicable everywhere. Like, or not everywhere, but it's applicable in more than one place. But that's kind of where a lot of guitar players' brains go when they think multiple gain stages, or at least
I
do.
I mean, with any tube amp that has gain to it, I mean, well, really, just about every tube amp. I can't say not every, but a majority of the tube amps are multiple gain stages, technically.
Right. Get what you're saying.
I mean, even like a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe. I don't have a schematic open or anything, but I mean, I know there's several gain stages that the clean signal's going through. You're just limiting the signal so, you know, so dramatically that it's not distorting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. But that, you know, when you do it in that way, you can EQ things a little differently, you know, like you're not, you know, with your basic Fender Princeton or a Deluxe Reverb or something, there's not a whole lot of places where you can shape stuff because there's not a lot of gain stages and, you know, it's a fairly simple circuit. Once you start adding a lot more circuitry to it, a lot more gain stages, then you can EQ. You're basically with any gain stages, you're EQing before and after it with capacitors and diodes or capacitors and resistors and stuff.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So you can really, really shape things a lot more. But there's advantages and disadvantages. It can also be, you know, with going through multiple stages, you can also be adding noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's those building blocks and Legos you was talking about.
Yep, sirs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sirs. Yep, and it's what you do in between the Legos that makes it count. Well.
That's the important stuff.
Yep. Very, very interdasting. Very interdasting. I like it. I like getting a little nerdy. I like expanding my knowledge base a little bit here and there, you know?
So really, that's about the only thing I can tell you regarding, you know, the different voltages and the pedals. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know, I think. Right? No? Yeah? No? Right?
And now you can go start your own pedal company. Maybe you can get a guy named Leslie to act as your brother.
Exactly. That's the keys to success. Number one, find a brother. Make sure he's named Leslie. And yeah, co-found a company with him.
There you go. And then cut him out at the very last minute. Right when you're about to go big.
Right. That's how you do it. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you do it.
Makes sense. It's just good science.
It's good science. Mm-hmm. So last thing for today. So remember last week how we were talking about YouTube people and outlaw dipping and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently someone listens to our podcast is a fan of Outlaw Dipper as well.
Oh, really?
And they hit me up on the Twitmobile, the mm-hmm. Twit chat. They're like, hey, love the episode. We actually went fishing with Outlaw Dipper.
What?
And I guess there's like an episode or something or other. And I'm like, huh, like the two worlds collide.
No so my, kidding.
My plan may work. Outlaw dipping pedal building.
Who knew that you guys were so linked and connected?
That's hilarious. So my note to you, Outlaw Dipper, you're welcome for those extra 300 people that watched your video.
There you go. Yes, even sir.
Even though the last one got like 700,000 views, but that's okay. You know, I won't charge you anything for advertising this time.
Not this time, Outlaw. You get this one free.
After that,
you're going to have to pay like everyone else.
Exactly. You have to pay the same amount that everyone pays for advertising on this fine podcast.
That's fantastic. Oh, wow, that's kind of mind-blowing. Well, I guess it shouldn't be that mind-blowing, but, I mean, he's got that many, you know, listeners. I'm sure there's more than one or two of them that have heard of your pedals.
And listen to the podcast, which, you know, blew me away. Totally blows me away.
That's fantastic. Small world.
It is. So our next product we're coming out with is called the Wampler Chewing Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I figure that's probably the next logical move.
I think so.
You know, since apparently this is such a big thing on the YouTube.
Right.
You know?
Well,
so anyways.
It's that or the vapes.
That's right. It's either that or vaping.
Mm-hmm. So that's entirely up to you.
Right. So, all right. So that concludes this week's episode of Chasing Tone Mob Podcast.
On that bombshell.
So, anyone had any comments or questions, email podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Leslie@wamplerpedals.com. I'm just teasing you.
You have to make that an email address now.
info@tonemobpodcast.com.
No, come
info
on.
Info at Tom Mob. Blake at Tone Mob. I don't know. Email Blake. Just look up Blake's email.
info@tonemob.com. There you go.
That's what I said.
You said info@tonemobpodcast. That's the other guy.
Same thing.
That doesn't exist. Anyway. Just like Leslie.
All right. So, Blake and everyone listening, we shall talk at you later. And if you have any, you know, if you guys have any, like, comments or suggestions, we're always open to, like, answering questions. That's what makes it fun. Because if not, we're going to talk about more outlaw dipping.
That's right. Exactly. That's the thing. If we don't have anything, if we're left to our own devices, we're going to talk about chewing tobacco.
All right. So we will see everyone later.
Later.